Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Talking to Nick Fairley, the Auburn defensive tackle MVP of the BCS National Championship game. And, you know, rather than running away and hiding about, you know, some of the character questions that arise and maybe rightfully so, Nick, I give you a lot of credit for coming out here, taking them on head on, showing your true character and having no fear. You know, at one point, many people considered you to be the top overall pick going to the Carolina Panthers. In your mind, do you feel like you deserve to be the number one overall pick in this 2011 NFL draft?
Oh, of course. You know, there's just the competitive in me, you know what I'm saying? Of course, everybody wants to be that number one pick, but everyone can't be it. So wherever I go, wherever team picks me, man, I'm going to be happy with it. It's going to be a dream come true to finally get to play in the NFL, and I'll be dedicated to that team and be able to go to work and work hard for the team.
You know, as Rick said, you know, you've been picked apart a lot, and a lot of the top 10 guys are. But, you know, forget about what other people are saying. What have you reflected on and think you need to improve on moving forward as you go on to the NFL?
Going there, just learn the scheme, and basically, and just get everything down to a T. You know, once I do that, you know, I think I'll do better in the NFL, you know. So I just have to wait to see who will address me. I'm going to be dedicated to that team from then on and ready to go to work.
Hey, Nick, you know, you're a guy who plays with a mean streak. You know, you might take an unnecessary roughness penalty here or there, but ultimately, you know, talk to us about that mentality that you have when you're on the field, and ultimately, do you think that NFL teams will view that mean streak as an asset?
It's like, right, just hit a light switch, man. It's like, it's time to go to work, you know. Football is, in a couple of days, it'll be, you know what I'm saying, it'll be my job. So I always look at it as that. When I went on the field, trying to go to work, go out there, have some fun, play with my teammates, and go to war. So that's how I went about playing this game.
Yeah, and you know, Nick, you know, one thing that, you know, enough people don't mention is that some of your more dominant performances came against some of the better teams out there in the SEC. You had big games against LSU. You had a big game against Alabama. What is the thing that you're going to remember most about your Auburn days? And, you know, what do you think was your turning point in your collegiate career that made you think that, hey, you know what, Nick Fairley, I could be a top five guy. I could be, you know, the number one guy overall in this upcoming draft.
Oh, man, that was actually beginning at Auburn my sophomore year, you know. I was looking at, you know what I'm saying, to come in and be that guy at the beginning of this year. Like I said before, that the defense looked too good to stop. So, you know, it really just never came on, man. I just went out there each and every Saturday trying to get a W for the team and go to work and go to war with my teammates, man. And I just had to wait to see what happened after the season. Things worked out just fine for me.
Hey, Nick, I remember, you know, we spoke back in September after you played Mississippi State, and I remember you telling me you weren't going into the game, you weren't planning on using a lot of moves just yet. You wanted to kind of feel out the game and see what you could do physically in terms of using your strength, using your quickness. Is that typically how you go into a game, and how do you then adjust once you get a feel for the opposing offensive line?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I spent a week time in the film, studying the offensive line, just, you know what I'm saying, picking up on keys that they might give away when it's a run, when it's a pass, or when they want to do a run, say, on a pass play. So I just try to get, like you said, get a feel for it as the game go along, and try to use, you know what I'm saying, try to get better and better as the game go along. So towards the fourth quarter, you know, I try to take over the game.
So there's times where you kind of feel early on like, hey, I can beat this guy straight up. I can beat him with my physical ability. Let me save those moves for the fourth quarter when I need him in crunch time.
If I knew I could beat it right there, I was going to use it right there. You know, I wanted to hold back anything, you know, so I'm sure if they probably worked there, all I had to do was just adjust the tour and, you know, say, set up a move to where I could work again later on in the fourth quarter.
Talking to Nick Fairley, the Auburn defensive tackle MVP of the BCS National Championship game. And, Nick, you know, playing in the SEC, it's always talked about being the toughest conference on the college football level. Who do you think, in your opinion, was the toughest matchup that you had? What player gave you the toughest challenge when you matched up against them, whether it be an SEC player or maybe another conference player?
I don't know, say it was the guard from Kentucky. You know, those guys are very athletic, long arms, quick hands, and good feet. You know, those guys kind of get into a little trouble, you know what I'm saying, early on in the game. And as the game went on, those guys got better and better. You know, it was just a battle between me and the guards against Kentucky.
Hey, Nick, I'm curious, you know, As Rick brought up at the top, and you spoke a lot with the NFL Network, you've had to deal with a lot of criticisms from the outside. That's something one of your teammates, Cam Newton, has had to deal with as well. I mean, he dealt with it even during the season as the year was going on. Have you guys talked about that at all? Has he helped you at all with this? Have you guys kind of given each other advice and helped each other through this process?
I haven't talked to Cam, but, you know, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, I've been kind of busy, so I know Cam's been busy, and I've just been letting him do his thing. I know he's handling the situation very, very good, and I'm sure after the draft, actually in New York, I'm sure we're going to sit down and have a talk and talk about the experience and the process and how he went about doing it and how I went about doing it, and just sit down and talk about that.
Hey, you know, Nick, this is Ralph Mancini here. You know, everybody is analyzing you up and down and sideways regarding your character, but ultimately, what type of character, what type of leadership skills are you going to bring to an NFL team at the end of the day?
Oh, man, just, you know what I'm saying, I'm the type of leader that leads by example. You know, that was the type of leader I was at Auburn. I wasn't the type of vocal leader that would stand up at halftime or give a pep talk before the game. You know, I probably go say a couple of words and be like, man, let's go out here and get this W and y'all just follow me, you know what I'm saying? Well, I just try to show out there on the field that I'm giving my all 110%. And, you know, that's what most guys look up to, you know what I'm saying, to a player that's going to go out there and give it his all. So that makes you want to play to your highest potential.
Hey, Nick, we had Greg McElroy on from Alabama earlier on the show, and I asked him what it was like to be a national champ in Tuscaloosa in the state of Alabama. So I feel like it's only fair that I ask you the same thing. What was it like after you guys won the championship there at Auburn?
Oh, man, it felt great, man. It's actually, I'm still feeling, you know what I'm saying? I'm still kind of up in the air off of it, man. It was a great year for us. We were 14-0, amazing year. You know, we fought through a lot of adversity in all games and came out with a W. So it meant a lot to us this year, not just us, but the Auburn Nation, you know, to the fans and all those guys.
Well, was it extra special following up Alabama? I mean, they won a championship. Mark Ingram won the Heisman, and you guys came right back the next year. You know, I'm sure those Crimson Tide fans were strutting their stuff all year long, and then Auburn came right back the next year, won the championship, did the Daily Double. Cam Newton won the Heisman. Was that extra special kind of just wipe away Alabama season and saying, hey, we're the best team, not just in the country, but in the state of Alabama?
Oh, man. A hard-fought game, and get all respect to those guys and everything. But, you know, like you said, we were just the better team that year.
Well, Nick, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Extravaganza show. You know, we were discussing before you came on the show, we build you guys up so much, and then there's so much time into the NFL draft. I think people have a little much too much time on their hands to dig and dissect, but you know, you're a phenomenal talent, and we wish you the best of luck moving on to the next level. We'll definitely be following your journey and your class act. Appreciate you taking the time to join us here, NFL Draft Bible, and hope to speak to you soon.
All right, Thanks for having me on, man. It was great. You know, I talked to you guys, and like I said, I hope I talk to y'all guys real soon.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.